This coming weekend, the college football season moves closer to the end of the regular season, and some traditional rivals will be battling one another. A number of games will have an impact on next week's announcements of the major bowl bids. Commentator John Feinstein is following all this. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Any one game that stands out as critical to you this weekend?
Well, the obvious one is Notre Dame-Southern California, a traditional rivalry, but a significant game this year because Southern Cal has been ranked number one all season and is one of three major undefeated teams left in the country, along with Auburn and Oklahoma, who will play next week in some of those championship games that you mentioned. And if all three teams finish undefeated, the last time I looked, you can't have a championship game involving three teams. So if they all finish undefeated, at least one team is not going to be very happy on December 5th when those bowl bids are announced.
And explain how that would be resolved.
It wouldn't be resolved. That's the problem with the BCS, because what would happen is right now, Southern Cal and Oklahoma would play for the national championship, and Auburn would be left to have the president of the school explain to the players why, after 11 months of work, the system that he supports, along with his fellow presidents, does not allow an undefeated team to have a chance to prove that it can be the national champion.
You're referring to the bowl championship series, this complicated point system that determines who goes where and who's at the top of the rankings and that sort of thing.
Exactly. And college football is the only sport on the planet, including the other divisions of college football, Division I AA, Division II, Division III, that does not decide its champion on the field with playoffs.
Now, this is also the time of the year where, for some colleges, there's a game that's bigger than a bowl game, the game with their traditional rival.
Right, and that's one of the neat things about college football. We saw some of them last week. Ohio State salvaged its season by beating Michigan. Harvard-Yale, the game, and let's give a big nod to Harvard for going undefeated, 10-0 and winning the Ivy League title. Texas A&M, who will play today. Both teams have been revived, but Mack Brown, the coach of Texas, actually needs to win this game or he might get fired with a 9-2 record. That's the way big-time college football can be if you don't win, and then win some more. And then next week, of course, there's my favorite game, Army-Navy, and Navy's going to a bowl game for the second straight year, and Army is going to be revived under Bobby Ross. They finally got the right coach there.
Purdue, the team that I followed growing up in Indiana, won their big rivalry against Indiana this past weekend, and they're going to a bowl game.
They're going to the Sun Bowl for the third time in 4 years. They've got one of the best senior quarterbacks in the country in Kyle Orton. Although I must say, Steve, that beating Indiana in football is a little bit like beating Duke, my alma mater, in football. Maybe Indiana and Duke should start a football rivalry.
More serious topic here, John. You and I last spoke on Monday about a brawl at the Clemson-South Carolina game, and you said on Monday morning that the presidents of those two schools ought to turn down any bowl bids that they might be offered. What happened?
I guess they're listeners, because that evening they announced, both the presidents of South Carolina and Clemson, much to my surprise, Steve, to be honest, that they would turn down bowl bids, that the brawl on Saturday was an embarrassment to the schools and going to a bowl game is a privilege, and that their teams did not deserve that privilege.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Steve.
We've been talking to John Feinstein. His new book is Let Me Tell You a Story, A Lifetime in the Game, with the former Boston Celtics coach, Red Auerbach.